Anova Brasil, a percussion band from, well, Brazil, were the first band to kick off the Honk Festival at Statue Park in Davis Square on Saturday. They were one of seven different street bands playing concurrently at different locations within the three-block radius of this corner of Somerville. This was the 13th annual Honk Festival, which started here in Somerville, but has now spread not only around the country, but indeed the world. The concept is simple: activist street bands bringing joyous music to issues of social justice. Politics does play a big role in the event. At the opening ceremony, Lance Davis, an alderman from the city of Somerville, drove home this point.
My ask of you is that you don't just go home after the parade tomorrow and feel good about yourself because of how many times that you retweeted Mark Hamill while listening to Pod Save America. Okay? Go out and take action. All right, if we want the message here today to resonate on November 6th, we have to do more. We have to go out. We have to bring people with us and spread that message around. Are you with me?
Yeah.
Can we do that? All right. Let's have fun today. Thank you.
This weekend, the city of Somerville has joined Cambridge and other communities in officially changing the name of the holiday weekend to Indigenous Peoples Day. In Somerville, the idea for the change was sparked by a group of sixth graders from East Somerville Community School. They also addressed the opening ceremony.
Hi, my name is Renari. This is Sophia, Tristan, and Laosha. We are sixth graders from the East Somerville Community School, and we are also change makers. We are here today because a year ago, we learned about Columbus. For a long time, we thought he was a good guy, but we were wrong.
When we read more about him and what really happened, it changed our minds. We learned that Columbus and his men would mistreat the indigenous people. He enslaved, and if they didn't give him gold, he killed them. In 2 years since Columbus landed on the island of Hispaniola, him and his men killed over 100,000 people. This tells us that he was greedy and a cruel person. He didn't care about what he did to the indigenous people or what he was taking away from their land. The only thing he cared about was money.
We were confused because we didn't understand why Somerville wanted to celebrate someone who killed innocent people. Everyone in the class was really angry about this and wanted to change the holiday to Indigenous Peoples Day instead. We decided to write letters to the mayor of Somerville asking if we can change Columbus Day to Indigenous Peoples Day.
When the mayor read our letters, he agreed to change the holiday. This Monday, we will officially be celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day in Somerville. We feel like this proves that nothing is impossible when you stand up for what you believe in, no matter how old you are. Thank you for hearing us.
Have a happy Honk Festival and a happy Indigenous Peoples Day!
Of course, it's the bands that are the real joy of the day. This year they came from across the continent, some bands as far away as Vancouver and San Francisco, and also Quebec and Brazil to add more of an international flavor. The Forward Marching Band has been attending for several years. They're from Madison, Wisconsin. Rockin' Charlie Barkin is from the Forward Marching Band.
I would say it's the people of Somerville. It's like this huge welcoming committee when we get here. They let us stay in their homes. We don't have to pay for expensive hotel rooms because we are musicians, you know. So it's such a great class, and everybody just is so friendly. And all the other musicians share their riffs, they share their style of music, they share their choreography, and everybody learns from everybody. It's like it's just a beautiful artistic community gathering together.
And what about the politics that's involved with this?
I think we're all pretty much on the same wavelength. You know, I would assume we are. I guess we're asked to keep politics out of honk. But since we're from Madison, it's obvious we're not going to. And I'll let you guess on which side of the fence we're on that one. Okay, I won't give it away.
With the Forward Marching Band?
Forward is a state of Wisconsin motto. And that's how the band got its name. And Miss Forward is that statue that sits on top of the Capitol in Madison, Wisconsin. So that's how the name came about.
Aaron is a freshman student at Boston University. He's only been in the Boston area for a little over a month. I asked him about his impressions of honk.
So, never hearing of it before, I'm surprised how large it is, and just like the variety of people who are here have come out to enjoy the music and the cause that it's for.
A celebration to counter all the anger that we've been experiencing for the last year and a half, and especially the last week and a half.
Absolutely.
How has that affected you?
So, I think like that's kind of adding to like the energy here. Is like there's like been so much like kind of pent up frustration because of what's been happening with the administration that like there's just like more energy than possibly would have been normally displayed, and it's just like people are just kind of letting go, letting loose, and just kind of like venting their anger, you know. Venting the anger in a joyous way. No, everyone's like happy and, you know, kind of not really carefree, but you know, they're just like they're enjoying themselves.
A band that made their first appearance at Honk was Unlawful Assembly from Minnesota.
And I'm in the band Unlawful Assembly, and we come from Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So tell me, what is it about punk that makes you come all this way to be part of it?
It just seems like something really, like, surreal and, I don't know, like, wonderful. Like, just a celebration of music in the streets. Like, what could be better?
Yeah, it is kind of surreal. So what do you think of it so far?
I really, really love it. I got a chance to meet some of the other bands. Never seen so much, like, grass just in one place like this, you know?
And one more question. Unlawful Assembly, it's a great name. How'd you come up with that?
We started playing at a lot of actions in Minneapolis, and we were just brainstorming a lot of names. Since we're at protests, and the cops, when they tried to break it, like, this isn't a lawful assembly. And like, yeah, I really like it. It's been really good, I think. It's brought a lot of energy to our, like, Minneapolis actions. We worked with a lot of groups like MIRAC and Black Lives Matter and workers' rights, stuff like that. So it is really amazing.
Elaine is a Somerville resident who lives near Davis Square. You want to be on WMBR, right?
I love WMBR. WMBR saves my life.
Cool. So what do you think of this scene invading your neighborhood?
I think it's fabulous, especially now when it's really easy to just be depressed. I mean, it's just what you need to sort of keep fighting.
It's a joyous cacophony.
It's awesome.
So the past week and a half had you somewhat upset?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I'm a sane human, so of course.
And this is a release from that?
Well, it's just really nice to be around like-minded people and still find reasons to celebrate.
This is the Leftist Marching Band from Portsmouth, New Hampshire, playing right in the middle of Elm Street, which was closed to vehicle traffic. The rest of the streets to Davis Square were open, though, and the Somerville police did a heck of a job keeping traffic flowing and people safe.
Workers, to the workers.
Reporting from Davis Square, I am Chuck Rosina.